Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Al Vincent makes another attempt to secure the incriminating Higgins letters. And by threat of exposure, he again forces the task on young Mary Hennig.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal Dan McCullough. You know, I think the Kellogg Company dreamed up a nifty name for this week's Pep Dish of the Week. Date Bait. Yes, sir, that's the new Pep Dish of the Week. Date Bait. And it tastes just as terrific as it sounds. Here's the idea. In your breakfast bowl, make alternate layers of Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, and dates. You know, cut them into fairly small pieces. That's easy, isn't it? First Pep, then dates, then more Pep, and so on. Pour on milk, and you have Date Bait, the Pep Dish of the Week. A slick treat that sure does bait your morning appetite. Mm-mm. What those tender, crisp flakes of Kellogg's Pep do for the dates. And how that golden toasted sunshine flavor does rise and shine. No kidding, gang. Kellogg's Pep has such a catchy come-on flavor, you can hardly wait to dig in and polish off every last spoonful in your bowl. And you know, that's the hep thing to do. Nowadays, the cereal grains are being sent to fellows and girls all around the world. So, gang, when Mom brings Kellogg's Pep home from the grocer's, make yourself a committee of one to guard against waste. If you pour your own Pep, pour it carefully and eat up every bit you pour out. Remember, eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
In a campaign to wipe out the slums, on the theory that underprivileged children in such areas were often forced by circumstances to become juvenile delinquents, Clark Kent and his colleagues on the Daily Planet opposed the election of Martin Higgins, whom they knew to be a corrupt politician. When Al Vincent, a Higgins henchman and crooked pawnbroker, learned that a Planet reporter had gained possession of some letters that linked Higgins with a ring of racketeers who furthered the crime careers of juvenile delinquents, he assigned a clever young girl hoodlum to find their hiding place. The girl, Mary Hennig, also known as Chickie to her associates, played on Lois Lane's sympathies to worm her way into a job on the Planet, where she learned that the incriminating letters were held by a reporter named Tony Sloan. Vincent had Sloan picked up, but was outwitted by the reporter who carried only a dummy package in his pocket. Believing that Lois knew where the evidence was hidden, Vincent insisted that Mary, alias Chickie, wheedle the information from her. As our story continues today, we find Mary seated in Vincent's car, parked about half a block from Lois's apartment house. Listen.
Ray's still there in Kent's car, ain't she?
Yeah. Lucky thing we saw them before we pulled up to the joint.
Yeah, sure is. What time is it, Al?
1 o'clock.
Gee, it's late. Wonder what they're talking about at this hour.
I don't know. Maybe about Sloan disappearing.
Don't say it, Al.
What's the matter, Chickie? Ain't you got no guts?
Not for murder, I ain't. I didn't mind so much doing stealing and spying jobs with the other kids for you, but I didn't count on getting mixed up with no killing.
Forget it. It's done now, and you're in it with the rest of us.
But
There ain't no buts. If we get caught, you're a cinch for a long stretch. Maybe even the hot seat.
No. No, they can't do nothing to me. I didn't do it. I didn't even see Sloan.
But you put the finger on him. Don't forget that.
Oh, why did I ever get mixed up with stuff like this? Why didn't I listen to my mother and sister?
Cut your blubbering. This ain't no time to think of that. It's too late.
I know.
All right. So now you know you got to stop at nothing to get them Higgins letters away from that newspaper. Because if you don't, Higgins' chances for election is washed up. And without him, we ain't got no protection. Get that?
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. But look...
Hey, wait. She's getting out of the car. See?
Yeah.
And there goes that Kent guy. Okay, Chickie, go do your stuff. I'll be waiting at the Porsche up to hear from you.
Why, Mary Hennig, what are you doing here at this hour?
Oh, excuse me for bothering you, Miss Lane, but I was just so worried I had to see you.
Worried? What about, Mary?
Oh, about you. You see, I've been calling and calling you on the telephone all evening.
Why? What's the matter?
Well, I was afraid maybe something had happened to you.
Well, I don't understand.
You see, I heard about that raid that was going to be made on the pawn shop tonight, and I was afraid you'd gone along and that there was trouble, maybe. And...
Oh, you mean that you came all the way uptown alone at this time of the night because you were worried about me?
Yes. Oh. You see, it's just that, well, nobody's ever been as nice to me as you have. You got me a job on the paper so that I could help my family and everything.
Now, you stop talking like that. Gee, I'd like to ask you up to my apartment, but it's so late and we both need a good night's sleep.
Okay, but, did everything work out? I mean,
yes, everything's fine, thanks, Mary. There really wasn't any cause for your concern. You see, something important came up which made it necessary for Mr. White, Mr. Kent, and me to see Tony Sloan.
Tony Sloan?
Yes.
You mean they found...
What's the matter, Mary?
Nothing. Only, isn't he the one who found the letters about Martin Higgins?
Yes, that's right.
Then we... That is, the Daily Planet has the letters.
Yes, Mary, we have. But they almost cost Tony his life when somebody who somehow learned he had them came within an inch of killing him.
Holy smoke. I sure am glad he got away all right.
Oh, aren't we all? And what's more, he got away with the letters that will put Mr. Higgins out of the running.
He did? Gee whiz, huh?
Oh, Tony's pretty smart. He fooled his attackers by carrying a dummy package of blank papers in his pocket.
Oh, golly, how clever. What did he do with the real letters?
Oh, now that's the neatest trick of the century.
Uh-huh.
But it's a deep, dark secret. At least until after they're published in tomorrow's first edition of The Planet.
Oh, gee, tell me about it, please, Miss Lane.
Uh-uh, nothing doing, young lady. Besides, it's getting much too
late.
Gee,
please, Miss Lane.
Now, Mary.
Look, you can trust me. Besides, I am part of the Daily Planet staff now. Aren't I?
Yes, but just as soon.
Oh, come on, please tell me, Miss Lane. Gee, you've got to tell me, because, well, if you don't, I bet I won't even sleep a wink tonight.
I must say you're persistent and persuasive.
You mean you will tell me?
Oh, I'm afraid if I'm to get some sleep tonight, and you too, I'd better tell you, hadn't I?
Yeah. I mean, yes, I guess you'd better. Where are the letters, Miss Lane?
Well, I still think I shouldn't give in. But, well, all right, I'll tell you this much. A man dressed in a gray brass button uniform will deliver them to the Planet office tomorrow morning.
A man in a gray uniform?
Right. Now, I think you've
got... Oh, you mean a mailman?
Uh-uh, now, I've told you all I'm going to, young lady. I've got to call Jimmy Olsen, and it's way past the time. You should be in bed.
I suppose so. Well, I'll go now, Miss Lane. Good night. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah?
Hello, Al.
Yeah, Chickie?
Uh-huh.
Well, get the dope.
Yeah, but... Well, I hated to do it. She's so swell.
Forget it. This ain't no time to go soft.
Okay. I was just thinking, that's all.
Well, cut it out. Can you talk?
Yeah, I'm in a phone booth in an all-night drugstore.
Well, be careful. Nobody ain't listening. If somebody goes into the next
booth...
I know
what to do. I ain't no dope.
Okay. What'd you find out? Where's them letters?
In the mail.
What?
Yeah. Sloan figured he might get grabbed, so he mailed them to the Daily Planet.
Well, I'll
Pretty
be...
Pretty smart, huh?
Yeah, you can say that again. Plenty smart. And it almost worked, too.
What do you mean, almost?
Because we're smarter, see? We're going to grab them out from right under their noses.
How are we going to do that?
Easy, Chickie. You're going to get them.
Me?
Sure. You work for the Planet, don't you?
Yeah, but I...
Well, you're going to get to work early in the morning, before the first mail delivery comes
in. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be waiting for that package of letters and then snatch it before the others ever get there, see?
Oh, no, Al. I can't do it.
What?
I can't, I tell you. I'm scared. I wanted to get out of this, but you talked me into getting this dope from Miss Lane, so I done it.
So what?
So now I want out, that's what.
Are you kidding?
No, Al, honest. Miss Lane, well, she kind of makes me want to go straight.
Look, Chickie, if I was you, I'd get them silly ideas out of my head, because we got enough on you to put you away for a long stretch in a reformatory as a juvenile delinquent, see?
Yeah. Yeah, I see.
Okay. So be smart and do like I say. Get down to the Planet office at 6:30 in the morning, when the first mail delivery comes in. Grab them letters, bring them down to me, and from then on, we'll all be sitting pretty with nothing to worry about.
Stand by for the exciting climax of today's episode, which follows in just a moment.
Say, gang, tomorrow morning, if you want to feel happy about the whole idea of a solid sort of breakfast, cast your eyes on that bowl of Kellogg's Pep. There's a fetching dish if there ever was one. Every tender, crisp flake is all golden and toasted. Piled up in your bowl, they make a sight that's mighty easy on the eyes, believe me. And so easy to take. why Kellogg's Pep is called the Sunshine Cereal. It's loaded with a full, sparkling sunshine flavor that gives your appetite the go-ahead every time. Makes you want to eat hearty. Kellogg's Pep is a winner for nutrition, too. Gives you solid whole wheat nourishment plus. Your mom will tell you that. So if you're Hep gang, you'll want to polish off every last spoonful of Pep in your bowl. And here's another angle. Nowadays, the cereal grains are being sent to give that good grain nourishment to fellows and girls all over the world. So you don't want to waste cereal. When Mom brings Kellogg's Pep home from the grocers, make it your job to see that there's no waste at your house. Handle the package carefully if you pour your own Pep, and eat up every bit you pour out. Pass the word along to the rest of your family, too. Make it a habit to eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
Forced to continue a criminal career under threat of exposure to the police, Mary Hennig, using her employee's pass, enters the Daily Planet building as the bank tower clock strikes the half hour after 6 in the morning. Proceeding through the deserted city room, she finds several packages of mail on a desk and is just about to go through them when suddenly...
Hey, what are you doing with that mail?
Huh?
You heard me. I said, what are you doing with that mail?
Why, I was just going to sort it.
Oh, yeah? Who are you?
I'm the new office girl. See, here's my pass.
Let's see. Mary Hennig. Oh, you're the girl Miss Lane brought in, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm glad to meet you. I'm James Olson. I'm a reporter.
Oh. Well, I'm glad to meet you, too, Mr. Olson.
Oh, you can call me Jim. Everybody else does.
Gee, thanks. Golly, I'd like to get to be a reporter someday, too.
Well, work hard and stay on your toes, and, well, maybe you'll make it someday.
I sure hope so.
Incidentally, what are you doing here so early in the morning? I thought you only worked after school.
Well, there is no school today, and I thought maybe I could be useful. You know, sorting mail and stuff like that.
Oh, well, don't bother about that now.
Oh, it's no bother. Here, let me go through
no,
this.
No, not now, I said. There's something very important in this mail, and I want to look for it first.
Oh, okay.
Well, look, you can help me carry them into the chief's office if you want to.
All right.
Then after I find the important envelope I'm looking for, you can sort out the others, okay?
Sure, you bet.
Swell. You grab those two packages and follow me.
I've got them. Go on. I'm right behind you.
Walking two steps behind the unsuspecting young reporter, Mary Hennig, desperate in the knowledge that failure to get the Higgins letters will put her at the mercy of a wrathful Al Vincent, opens her handbag noiselessly and closes her strong fingers around a hard, flat metal object. As they enter Perry White's office, the girl Tough, a vicious, steely glint in her eyes, is only one step behind Jimmy Olsen. What is she going to do? Don't miss the next action-packed episode in this dramatic story of corrupt politics and juvenile delinquency. Tune in again tomorrow. Same time, same station. And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep. For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines, and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, if you want your dog to give you the glad eye, try giving him Kellogg's Grope-Up dog food at mealtime. There's a dog food that's as good as they come. It's got a swell, meaty flavor that goes over big with dogs. And there are three kinds of Grope-Up. There's Grope-Up Ribbon, Grope-Up Meal, and Grope-Up Pellets, all good for your dog. Grope-Up has vitamins and minerals, helps build strong muscles and teeth and bones. Just tell that to Mother, and I'm sure she'll want your dog to feed on Kellogg's Grope-Up every day. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.